Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome to the program today, everyone. So glad you're all joining us. Well, I have a special guest because he's one of my favorites. Just kidding, Ted, you are my favorite. We have Ted Winslow today. He's my husband, for those of you that don't know him or are not familiar with his work. And Ted Winslow is internationally acclaimed for his pioneering work in research and development in sound healing and its effect on the human energy field. He is a best-selling recording artist, producer, and composer with an international following. And you can follow him on Twitter, at Ted Winslow, or check out his website. He has a lot of sound healing and other offers for you at tedwinslow.com. Ted, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on here. I can't believe you allowed me to come back on. I think my honey-do list just grew exponentially this weekend. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right. Well, you know what? I'm so lucky because I have a super cool husband, but he does super cool work for humanity, and I know how dedicated you are to sound healing and the research and using your background, you know, Bachelor in Science in Audio Engineering and Music from University of Colorado, all the way leap forward all these years that you've been in music, involved in music and producing, you know, and now with this shift in consciousness, you know, the work that you do and that you're so passionate about is so needed to get the information out on how important sound healing really is. So thank you for being on and sharing your knowledge with us.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
So a lot of people, we've talked about this before, but I really, in my heart of hearts, believe that we have to get this information out because, you know, a lot of people now are educated that there's fluoride being in chlorine that is damaging them being put into the water system, right? And then And a lot of people are waking up. A lot of the mainstream is waking up about that, thank goodness, and change, you know, filtering their water and, you know, stopping this neurotoxin poison that they were ingesting with the fluoride in the water. GMOs, we know that, you know, that whole story. A lot of people are starting to wake up and, you know, demand non-GMO food. You know what? I just read today, Ted, that a man, actually, they have proven that he died from GMO poisoning, and it happened in Spain. He ate a tomato that was a genetically modified tomato, and they used something from the fish, some organism, you know, I'm not a scientist or a chemist, but it was, you know, part fish, part tomato, the old Monsanto, you know, Monsatan tomato. Anyway, he was allergic to fish or something. And I mean, to the point where he died. He died from eating the tomato because he did not know he was ingesting something from the fish, which he was allergic to. And it's actually a lawsuit now. They're going to sue. Thank goodness. So let's now talk about sound. Unfortunately, all of us truth seekers and knowledge seekers have found that not only has our food been poisoned, our air with chemtrails, the water with the fluoride, but also sound, our music, the television that you are hearing, everything. Will you talk about this? You're really knowledgeable about what has been done to dumb down society and to keep us in this agitated state with sound in the music industry?
Yeah. And what I want to do is I want to talk a little bit about Pythagoras, and then I want to talk about 440. Pythagoras, most of us know, he was basically from 571 to 495 BC. And the reason why he's important is that he's pretty much kind of considered the godfather of music. We have the Pythagorean tuning. And how this all kind of came about, this was really before music notes were really explored as far as a writing format and understanding what pitches were. And so Pythagoras is walking through his town, I imagine, and he hears a blacksmith, and the blacksmith is hitting his anvil, which is creating different musical notes and pitches. And so Pythagoras is hearing this. Some were harmonic and others were disharmonic. And so this basically led him to experiment with harmonic frequency ratios. And so he goes home and he wants to build more onto this, and he builds a monochord, which is a string box. He divides the string at different points, and he discovers that there's a group of notes that all sound pleasing to him, and that these notes that sound pleasing to him, they all have a mathematical ratio. Okay? So now let's go to 440 tuning. Its traces basically started during the Romantic period. That's a music term, sorry. Which is kind of started around the 1834. Different tunings were kind of coming in and out with taking effect to this. Joseph Goebbels is a German politician, and he was the Reich Minister of Propaganda from 1933 to 1945. He's the one that's basically rumored to have implemented this 440 pitch, and he was stating that it basically was of an extraordinary importance. So he brings this up and ends up going to the British Standard Institute, which was like the greatest years of the time for music in Britain. And they officially adopted this A440 in 1939, which was promoted by not only the Nazi government regime of the Third Reich, but the Rockefeller Foundation. And now 440 is a very dissonant frequency.
When Ted was telling me about this research, and I know other people have been talking about it too, which thank goodness we need as many people out there talking about this 440 tuning. So here's the deal, guys. In my research, and it's actually very publicly talked about now, Nazi Germany in the concentration camps put fluoride in the water to keep the prisoners docile. And now we're finding the link with sound that Nazi Germany found 440 as the dissonant. Looks like Ted's back. I'll finish this real quick. We'll bring him in. So not only did Nazi Germany find the fluoride link to keep the prisoners in the concentration camps docile, and our government put it in the water to keep us docile, right? Now we're finding out all this information about frequency and sound and how Nazi Germany told our government, and the Rockefeller Foundation adopted it, and they brought it into the music industry and everywhere else to keep us in a dissonant, agitated state. So here you go, Ted. Take it away.
So basically, think about it. Music bioenergetically affects your body, your chemistry, your psychoneuroimmunology, and health. So your body is now vibrating musically, audibly, and subliminally to this frequency that is in harmony with aggression and dissonance. And so why is this of importance to us right now? Well, vibration and frequency impacts all of life. And so you see our commercials that we're playing with the marketing and stuff that's in the background. It's all programming, right? And that's the reason why they call that programming. So our bodies are our main life source. And up to 60% of our body is water. Our brain and our heart is about 73% water. And so this 440 energy is now being transferred into us in entrainment and kind of enslaving us at this disharmonic, agitating frequency.
Which, what causes dis-ease? Dis-ease, right? So if we're not at an ease state, peaceful state, our bodies are fighting off all these things through the food, the air, and the water to try to keep in that, you know, peaceful state. And now we're getting affected by the 440. So, you know, look at Dr. Emoto's work, Ted.
Yeah.
how frequency and sound and intention can turn healthy water into diseased water or diseased water into healthy water, depending on, you know, what frequencies you send it.
Exactly. You know, the frequencies entrain our bodies, which are going to be promoting physical and mental disease, distrust, suppressing spirituality, your intuition. I'm a musician. It suppresses creativity. That's the last thing I want. And it negatively affects our body chemistry and our immune systems. Dr. Moto showed this.
Yeah, if you guys aren't familiar with Dr. Emoto's work on water and the hidden messages in water, do the research, get the books. They're really good. It really is eye-opening on how powerful we are with our intentions. So here's the thing that I really liked about you, Ted, and I'm giving people a little information. So Ted would get so mad at me because I would be listening to this new age metaphysical meditation music, and he's like, these songs are not at the frequency they say they are, and he'd get really upset, and he'd say, this is just, you know, like glorified elevator music. This is not healing music like they're all stating, and there is some legitimate sound healing music out there, I want to say that, but there is a large majority of it was created in the 440, right, Ted?
Yeah, it's created in the 440. They, all these great ears of the industry listened to the Rockefeller Foundation and everybody else and said, this is going to be concert pitch that we're going to tune all of our instruments to. You know, closes down your chakras.
Well, and then here's the other thing. All the vocal toning out there and all the voice coaches were training people at the 440 frequency.
Yeah.
And the voice is very powerful. You actually are really more well known for your vocal toning. You have a huge following with that internationally with your voice training. And talk a little bit about your vocal toning CDs and why you put it in the frequencies of love.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to start out by saying that toning for centuries has been used for self-healing, relaxation, balance, and growth. It's one of the greatest instruments that we can use that's a very cheap source that we can use to be able to raise our vibration when we want to do that. So that we can, it's been proven that it can help release anger, it can release jealousy, it can release resentment, frustration, and other negative energies, or just being in the energy of connecting with your higher self. So that you can get into touch with many spiritual layers. Tibetan beliefs, most of us know about the Tibetan, is that the most important instrument is the human voice, and that these Tibetan shamans have been trained to use their voice for outer sound projection so that they can create inner esoteric vibrations through the use of their head and their chest as resonance chambers. Okay, so I've been doing scales and singing with voice. I minored in voice back in college, and it was the same thing over and over. And it dawned on me as I'm going through and experimenting with solfeggio frequencies and raising my vibration that I'm singing in 440, and of course I'm not necessarily feeling the higher vibrations. So I came out with a series of called Voice Lessons, which is scales and arpeggios and another one of arpeggios, and those are two CDs. And then another one, which is Vocalist Scales and Interval 2. Now, Vocalist Scales and Intervals 2, I recorded that all in 528, which is the frequency for love. And then I did the voice lessons, scales and arpeggios, both of those two ones on that series, in 432. Now, can I talk
which also is known, some people resonate more with the 432 frequency,
yes,
as the frequency of love, and some with the 528. I use both.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, John Lennon recorded the song Imagine in 528. So he was a man ahead of his time. That's probably why he was on the FBI watch list.
Go figure, right?
Okay, so keep going. I'm sorry.
No. And let me talk about 432. So 432 is interesting because it vibrates on the principles of the golden mean. We all know that as pi, right? which is derived through mathematics, it's derived through geometry and numerical series, as it was discovered by Leonardo Fibonacci, right? So we'll see pi as it appears in the human body. It's going to appear in other animals, plants, DNA. It's going to appear in the solar system, arts, architecture, the stock market, and, of course, my favorite is going to be music.
Right. So, okay. So now, if any of you guys know people that do singing work or voice training, or if you do it, Ted has all the information, so you don't have to forget, or, you know, you don't have to worry about remembering which one is in what frequency. Just go to his website, tedwinslow.com, and it has all the information there on the different voice training. So now let's talk about the solfeggio frequencies and how it's important to incorporate this sound healing into your daily life. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Solfeggio is and here I'm going with math again. I'm kind of like one of those propeller heads that plays around with numbers, and that's how I come up with all my music. But it's basically mathematical formulas, which are universal frequencies, are all derived from. And it consists, again, of sacred geometry, sacred numerology, these frequencies that have a profound effect on our health, as well as as well as us in the third dimension world. So it can help break us out and get to a higher vibration, especially with Mother Earth. And it started out with six secret solfeggio frequencies, which most of us know, which are do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. But they were pronounced differently. We changed the pronunciation of that as we added ti and do. Originally, it was ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la. And these were the original six hidden, they called them six hidden codes, that were mathematically and harmonically related. And I find it interesting, because we talked about 528. Well, ut, re, mi is MI, which is short for miracles and DNA repair, which is a 528 frequency. And Russian scientists have been able to start showing that 528 hertz has been able to help repair DNA frequencies.
Well, you've worked actually with a Russian scientist who is the inventor of the gas discharge visualization and biophotonic light imaging systems. That's a mouthful. And so much so that Gaia TV had you work with their lead Russian engineer to help them calibrate all of their cameras to capture the frequencies in the energy fields. And will you talk a little bit about how you use this equipment with your sound healing research? So that way, this is what I love, because you are such a man of integrity that you didn't want to call anything sound healing unless you had the scientific testing to prove your music actually worked. So anyway, I have to, you know, give you a little kudos for that one.
Oh, thank you. So what I wanted to do is that I knew when I started dealing with sound healing back in late 80s, early 90s, and I was playing in a rock band, of course, that was tuning to the 440 pitches. And when I started kind of talking to my bandmates at the time with the Marshall amps and the Gibson guitars and the pounding drums to incorporate some sound healing, they looked at me like I was crazy. So now I flash forward to years later, and I'm like, I know this works, but every time I talk to somebody, they kind of roll their eyes at me. I took it further than just I wanted to take it further than just playing a crystal bowl and a medicine drum, because that's a start, that's a beginning, and that's what led me to find this. You were with me when I heard the crystal bowls and was like, oh my God, what is that? So as I started working with this Russian doctor and had realized his equipment and got to go up there and meet with him and tell him what I was doing and what my background was and some of the stuff that I've been working with, I got real fortunate that I was able to work with him, and then he flies out his Russian engineer from St. Petersburg, Russia, and we meet in Guyam, flies me out to Cincinnati, Ohio, and we start calibrating and working on these. We had like 450 of these devices that we were calibrating and working on, and it was just mad science at its greatest. and I played with it and came back and got to be able to really dive in and start recording frequencies and how the effects of the human body and the human energy feel. So, and it's all done through electrophotonic, biophotonic imaging. So
if this is, wait, I got to interrupt. If this is brain damaging for you guys, like it is for me, just go to tedwinslow.com, click the YouTube icon, and there's a bunch of short videos of his testing of water and the body and sound. Okay, so go ahead, Ted.
There's the videos. I've got to test. A woman had flown back from Las Vegas. We all know Las Vegas, where you go, it's all the lights. There's no clocks. They're feeding you alcohol. They're feeding you free food, and all the flashing lights. And I'm like, oh my God, what a phenomenal subject to be able to go and test. So there's a video that's on that. I've tested on kids. I've been able to use this on the Sedona Energy Vortex. So what this is it's a convergent of photonics and the life sciences. It's a technology of generation, manipulation, and detection of light that uses photons and quantum-like particles of light instead of electrons to transmit, process, and store information. So it's a science of measuring energy fields. And in my case, I'm measuring the human energy field. A little bit of history, if we have time, is in...
Let's talk about what it shows. You know, it basically shows holes in people's energy field. Like if you do a before and after, you will actually see holes and weaknesses in your aura, in your energy field. And then after listening to Ted's sound healing music, it shows the aura strengthened, closed off, and just magnified, like huge. It increases. It will show. He's tested a bunch of different people and different things on those videos if you want to check it out. And where people will have closed off chakras, and it shows the chakras closed and imbalanced and not in alignment and all off kilter. And then after the sound healing music, and it, just after one song, he doesn't make them sit there for 8 hours, you know, in training their body to the music. Just after one song, your chakras will open up, and which indicates that they're spinning and open and in balance, and they will come into alignment. So it's kind of a good visual without getting too engineering, Ted.
You know, we all. I want to give homage to Nikola Tesla because he was kind of part of the principles that have to deal with this. What he would do is he would sit there when he had audiences during his lectures is that he would turn off all of the lights and he would go out and stand on this platform, which was basically an electrode connected to a generator that he designed. And his body would start to grow and his hair would stand up on end and glowing rays of light would start to radiate out and out into space. So it's kind of those principles. He used it for shock and awe, and years later, you know, he was, what, 1890s, we're, you know, over a century later, we're using it to show how music can affect people and how we can use it to heal them.
So we have a short break coming up, and you have a new album out. You have many different sound healing album, it dates me, MP3 versions of CDs out. And I want to play a little bit of your music before we take a break. Let's see, this planetary album, Planetary Frequencies, why don't you talk a little bit about that, and then we'll play it, a sample of one of the songs.
Okay, so this album is called Solfeggio Sound Healing, of Planetary Frequencies, and what I basically did is I went and took all of the frequencies that are of the planets. So we've got Sun, Mercury, Venus, Earth. I threw the Moon in there because the Moon I felt is important, especially with Earth here, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. And I created this so that we could start to vibrate with those, all of those frequencies that are with the planets too, because Earth is not the only one that has a vibration. They all vibrate around together, especially when we're dealing with the Sun as our central system.
Well, and this is interesting. I'm just letting Dawn know we'll play the Sun, the Golden Consciousness Sun track first.
Okay.
This was really interesting, you guys, because a lot of you listen to James Gilliland's show here on As You Wish Radio is his show here on BBS Radio. He's on the same network as I am. Anyway, I was with James and ESETI crew, and there was a workshop while Ted was recording this album back in Colorado. So I was having this like major galactic, spiritual, beautiful experience with all these higher dimensional beings and this beautiful workshop that James put on at his ESETI ranch. And Ted was back here like the mad scientist connecting in energetically with all the work we were doing there and created really cool, awesome music. Like it, I just love this album, this CD. I gotta break myself of saying that. So let's play about a minute of the sun and then we'll go right into commercial. How's that? So this is by Ted Winslow, so Physio Sound Healing Planetary Frequencies. This track is Golden Consciousness of the Sun, 126 Hertz.
Told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish? Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Are you looking for healing or a change in your life to help you enjoy it more fully? You might benefit from a galactic energy reading and clearing from Chris Jacobs. Chris will work with you on a soul level to clear unseen negative influences, implants, programs, contracts, and energetic blocks. Chris Jacobs is a gifted energy healer. Contact him today at ChristopherStephenJacobs@gmail.com.
Angelic Sound Healing by Amazon's bestseller Ted Winslow. Experience the healing tones of these divine frequencies as you call upon your angels. Transcend yourself into the angelic realm and let your spirit soar to the sensation of theta binaural beats. Now available on Amazon and iTunes, Angelic Sound Healing by Ted Winslow.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining us. We have Ted Winslow here today. He is inventor of SoundSync technology, a customized brainwave technology, which he has developed through binaural beats, compositions, tuning, state-of-the-art recordings, technologies, and frequencies. So, Ted, all your music has all your trademarked sound healing technologies, and I want to talk about that in a minute, but let's talk about the little sample we played. I was hoping it would play a little bit longer because I'm starting to get relaxed. Just kidding. My body really responds to your music now that I've been listening to it a lot. So Ted, tell us a little bit about that track of the sun that we just played before break.
Okay. So that's at 126 hertz. And I call it golden consciousness. Kind of many different reasons, the sun. But as we're entering to the golden age, we're having an awakening in our consciousness. And as the sun is our main source for life and living, and especially on this planet that we're inhabiting, it's allowing us to pass and transfer over to the golden age and start awakening our consciousness.
Well, and so many people are really, you know, they're sun gazers now. I don't do that, but I always make sure I go out in the sun without sunscreen or protection every day I can, to really meditate and just absorb the sun. The vitamin D is so healing, but also spiritually, it was really interesting. Ted and I were just up at Iseti like a week or two ago. Can't remember the, and you know, we did this galactic medicine wheel, which was so amazing, and these meditations. And one of the meditations, I went into the sun, and it was just the state of bliss. Like, you felt the love of God, the Creator, so immensely. I didn't even want to leave. And so if any of you have had that experience like I had, or maybe you would like that experience, or maybe you would like to connect more with the central sun or the golden consciousness or the Christ consciousness of the sun, right? They call him the Son of God, but a lot of us believe S-U-N as well, right? Not just S-O-N. So play this song and, you know, meditate to it. Because when you're wanting, this is why it's so important to me to have you talk about your work, and I'm monopolizing the conversation, but the theta brain state, wave state, is where you can connect to your guides, your higher self, your angels, your loved ones that passed away. And any of you out there feeling blocked, it's because you're not getting into that theta state. This music will help you get into the theta state. And so, can you talk about the technology that you developed and why?
Sure, absolutely. Theta waves are basically 4 to 7 hertz in frequency. And the benefits of those frequencies is that it's the optimal range for our visualization. It's for our mind programming and using the creative power of where your mind begins. It's the mental state which you consciously create your reality. You are conscious of your surroundings, but your body is now into a deep relaxation, and it's just a deep spiritual connection and unity with the universe that can be experienced. The technology is, it basically, theta state is the border between conscious and the subconscious world, and in the state of consciousness, we can access and influence the powerful subconscious part of ourselves that is normally inaccessible to our waking minds. It's incorporated into my music. I started this back in about 2013 and have called this technology that I use to implement it SoundSync Tech. And it's through sound healing technology that I had developed back in 2013 so that the brain waves can match or follow the binaural beat of two signals, which is going to produce the sensation of a third. I can influence the functions of the brain in ways besides those related to hearing. And through that, this is a phenomenon that's called frequency following and response. And the concept that is, if one receives a stimulus with a frequency in the range of the brain waves, the predominant brainwave frequency is said to be likely to move towards the frequency of the stimulus, and this is the process that we call entrainment.
You know, I didn't believe in all that, or I'd heard about it, but I was like, oh yeah, that's interesting. You know, I experienced it because just because I'm married to you doesn't mean I would listen to your music if I didn't like it. And even if other people thought your music was the best thing ever, I'm really picky about what I listen to and what I like and don't like. You know that, Ted.
You are by far my toughest critic.
I am your toughest critic. Anyway, and so, you know, I'll listen. He'll come up with a new CD, and I'll say, oh, I'll test it out and see if I like it. And, you know, and I'll incorporate it into my meditation if I like it. Well, I do. You've gotten my stamp of approval so far on every sound healing CD you've done. But what I noticed is that in the beginning, I would listen to probably the whole CD, which all of them are about an hour. Okay. And that would get me into that. And I would be doing my meditation. And I would go into the meditative state, that theta state. I could tell when my brain and my body would become in that place where I could really connect in with my higher self. As time has gone on over the years, listening to your music on a regular basis, this happened this summer. It only took me one song to get into the theta. And then now I notice it's not even, the whole song doesn't even have to finish. Now it's like 1 to 2 minutes in and I can get into that theta state. And I believe that's probably what you just said. The body was getting entrained to the frequencies. It was like my body was, you know, absorbing it. Like if you were dehydrated and you jumped into a pool of water and your body was just like soaking up the water, couldn't get enough of it. That's how my body is reacting to all these different healing frequencies. It's like it can't get enough of it.
Yeah, it can show up in a matter of minutes just by listening to one song. Your body's going to respond in with more balanced chakras, a stronger aura, and expanded energy field. I've shown this on a video that's traditional versus sound sync tech. And the brain waves, the theta, are what connects us to our physical and spiritual selves. It moves us out of blockages that we might have. It's linked to higher learning, allows us to our higher self, our angels, ascended masters. We can access higher dimensions, higher dimensional beings. It takes our body through this 3D.
Okay, so it's kind of funny because I help Ted a lot with his administrative work because he's in the studio for so many long hours either producing audiobooks or doing his sound healing work or research. And we'll get these fan letters that are, you know, it's like, oh, my high school students want to listen to your music when they're doing their math, you know. And it's so sweet. And we'll get like people, this one little lady say like, I use your voice training before I go to church and I sing in the church choir, and professional vocalists will write in and all these different walks of life, you know. Then we have the whole consciousness crowd. Oh my gosh, I can connect to my spirit guides. You know, we get all this information. Well, this is something that Ted and I were not expecting, and we kind of cracked up about it. There's this lady who does exorcisms, and she uses Ted's music. I think that's so funny. Okay, so if you have a mean mother-in-law that's coming over for Thanksgiving, play this music in the background. Maybe she won't be mean to you at Thanksgiving. I mean, think about this. The holidays are coming up. It pulls up all that emotion, right? This music can help you stay out of the drama.
Oh, yeah. You can change the world. You can change your health. You can create love and happiness.
Maybe we can get the lady who does the exorcisms on the show. We could get her to tell us some stories, because that shocked me. I was not expecting that use for your sound healing music at all. But, you know, there's a lot of uses for sound healing. Think about it. If you maybe you don't watch a lot of TV, but you have kids and, you know, they are getting the 440 frequency on their video games. They're getting the 440 frequency in music. They're getting on their iPods. They're getting 440 on the television. You know, when you go to the grocery store and they play the music in the background, 440 with subliminal messages to buy more, right? So how can we counteract all that if we can incorporate some sound healing? And not everybody has a crystal bowl, and a lot of people do play their own instruments, like a Tibetan bowl or crystal bowl or tuning forks, which is awesome. But what if you're on the airplane? Throw it on your iPod, you know? Get into that frequency in different times when, you know, you don't have the luxury of playing an instrument yourself or going to a sound healing class or session.
Oh, yeah. Your body's like a big chest where you have the ability to shove many things in there just to forget about it. And especially with the 440, it's gonna help lock that in with the dissonance. And over time, problems can arise from this. And so this is a way for you to be able to clean all of that out. You can change those who have bad intentions of you. I mean, there are those who are jealous of you and might want to see you sick or might want to see you hurt. This is a form of power for them for whatever reason that be in their negative energy. And those negative energies are keeping you from ascending and from, you know, moving into your lighter being.
Okay, so think of all the people out there that, you know, are like me, and they're really on a search for knowledge, search for truth. They might not fit in with some of the family members who are operating out of ego and control and power. And you just feel like, you know, you just don't even want to be there at family functions because of, you know, certain people that maybe they have negative entities, you know, who knows? They're doing a lot of drugs or alcohol. You know, here it's socially acceptable now to smoke a lot of pot because pot is legal in Colorado. Yet a lot of the people smoking the pot in the mainstream have no clue all of the dark entities that they're bringing into their life and into their relationships. And you have all this happening around the holidays, and it's real easy to, you know, feel sad or lonely if you don't have those connections. And, you know, play this music. You will feel that it feels nurturing and loving. Like, give that to yourself. And Ted, you're giving away some music, right?
I am.
Love that you give it away. So everybody can have it if you can't afford it right now.
Well, yeah.
So talk about the Angelic Sound Healing CD that you created, and that's the one that you're giving away for the holidays for people.
Okay. The CD is called Angelic Sound Healing, and it's going to be able to allow us a way to connect with the archangels. There's Zadkiel, Uriel, Raphael, Michael, Metatron, Jophiel, Haniel, Gabriel, Chamuel, and Ariel. And those are the 10 angels that are on there. We all know angel numbers because we see them pretty much in our daily life. If you're at your computer and you're seeing 111, what's the meaning of that? You see it in your car or in the middle of the – you wake up at in the middle of the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning and you see in 222. And these are vibrations that are able to help you to connect to these archangels. They're here to help us. They want to help us and raise the vibration – and raise the vibration not only of us, but with the earth too as well.
So here's what you guys do. If you would like the MP3 version of his CD, Angelic Sound Healing with Solfeggio Frequencies, go to tedwinslow.com. Go ahead and select the Angelic Sound Healing MP3 version of the CD in the cart. When you go to check out, you're going to put coupon code RADIO, RADIO, and that will give it to you for free. So thank you, Ted, for doing that for our audience. I love that you give so much of your music away to people because you really are you walk your talk about service to others, and I really appreciate you doing that.
Well, this is a tough time for a lot of people that I've been working with. That we're kind of like all in a part of transition. Not to mention, we're going into the holidays, and so it's going to allow us to be able to bring in a strong positive vibrations, which will diminish these negative ones. You know, good vibrations are always going to be greater than vibration. It's just the frequency is going to pull that into the good vibration, where you can put into your power and your intention behind it. Now it's supercharged. Our thoughts are frequencies.
You know, our son, he would have some night terrors. He doesn't anymore. But we started playing the sound healing music when he slept at night. And then our daughter, she would just play it because she wanted her dad's music at night, because she said then, you know, she doesn't get scared at night in the dark when that music's playing. And it's almost like the kids could tap into those healing frequencies energetically without realizing they were.
Yeah,
you could play it for your pets when you're not home if they get anxiety. You know, play it just in your house to clear out your house. You know, a lot of us sage, and I had on one of my shows about a year ago, one of my homegirls, a Native American medicine woman. She's my buddy. But anyway, she talks about, you know, saging your house and how important it is to clear out. Well, you know what? If there's, you know, drama going on or people who are not nice to you and they just leave your house or whatever, clear out your house with the sound healing. Just play it in the house.
You know, can I jump in here? You can use it at work. You can write your book during a massage. How many of you get the luxury to go and go to your masseuse and put that on to their MP3 player? I work with a lot of people who do energy work, and you can do it during your energy work. I've had people use it while they sleep that have had, they can't sleep. And so it's helped to put them to sleep, meditation, prayer. We had a funny experience that someone had called in at one point and had mentioned that they had some unwanted house guests and didn't know what to do. And so it told them, play one of my albums. I think it was Harmonia, and they played Harmonia, and they had this child that was just bouncing off of the walls, and it calmed the child down, which brings up...
Oh, yeah, this single mother with a little girl was staying and would not leave because it was supposed to be temporary, and that's the backstory, and she wasn't, like, saving her money, even though she was working, to be able to leave. And she was, an unwanted house guest. And the little kid was wreaking havoc. And it was just a mess. And it totally shifted the energy for them.
There's new studies that their Alzheimer's is being treated with this. And it's helping to restore some of the memory functions on it.
Well, here's another thing too, Ted. We're going to skip the second commercial break so we can play a little bit of your second song from your planetary album. But, you know, Ted, they are now doing research that people are doing different tones to heal. I don't know if it was cancer, but different diseases. They're using toning. And you have a toning, angelic toning with the angels.
Vocal
to bring
toning
in
with the angels.
Yeah, you have that. So if anyone is, you know, if you're feeling sick, why not try it, you know, or maybe give it as a Christmas gift to someone that you know. If you want the physical CDs, you can take Ted's Amazon link and order the physical CDs off of Amazon. If there's a lot of older people out there that don't use MP3 players, so you can do that. But can you imagine if people started toning their way to health?
Yeah, they're easy for those, because I've come across people who just don't want to sing. But it's got the angelic frequencies, because there was that time I was coming through some great breakthrough studies with it on how just those frequencies, I mean, there's so many frequencies that I've been playing with, that those frequencies are coming through, and this way you can sing with it, so it's easy. I've got voices for those to follow. There's an instruction on the front of it, or you can skip the instruction and just listen to yourself. It's called Vocal Toning with the Angels, Sound Healing Through Your Divine Voice.
Yeah, so and you know the other thing, you actually did a test on people listening to that who didn't want to tone to it, but they just liked the sound of that music, and that even changed their energy field, even though they didn't sing with it.
Yeah, Yeah, I had two. So. Actually, one of the case studies that I did was with the individual who came back from Las Vegas, and then I did it on a little girl.
So let's go ahead, and we're going to skip the second commercial so we can play some of the song. This is Gaia Earth Gaia Healing, Frequency of the Earth, and from your planetary album. So let's go ahead and play that now. Thank you so much. Ted, why don't you tell us the name of that song we just played?
It's Earth Gaia Healing, and it's Earth frequency of 194 hertz. Gaia Healing, we're all channels for the Earth's vibrations, energies, and we're essentially, we can vibrate all as one together. We are bringing up our vibrations for not only ourselves, but also with Mother Earth to help her cleanse herself from all of these negative energies that have been accumulating. She heals us, and we get to help heal her.
Well, and we didn't even have a chance to go into the Schumann resonance with the, Earth's frequency is raising. And so we need to raise our frequencies with Earth so we can handle this shift and with more ease. So, Ted, we only have a couple minutes left. If you want the free gift, Angelic Sound Healing MP3 version, go to tedwinslow.com and put in coupon code RADIO. Thanks for that, Ted. There's other special offers he has on there, too. So reach for it, Radio. We'll also give you 30% off any of the other CDs in MP3 version off that site.
That's a deal.
That's a deal. You're such a giving person.
That's better than iTunes.
it's better than iTunes. So, Ted, thank you for being on this show.
Oh, I want to thank you and for all of your time and your energy and for all that you've inspired, not only me, but your audience and everybody through what you do and with your show.
Oh, well, thank you. And follow Ted on Twitter. He puts all kinds of interesting stuff up there. His Twitter handle is at Ted Winslow. And for all of you out there, I hope you have just a wonderful rest of the month in October. We have a lot of cool things coming out in November for you. And so, raise your frequency, have a little sound healing, and take good care of yourself. And Ted, thanks again for sharing your music and your gifts with the world.
Thank you. Love and light, and be the change.
Okay, great. So all of you, thanks for listening. Namaste.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.